This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
Okay, Joel, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Did you ever want to get an MBA?
I did. I actually investigated it a few times because there are actually a few interesting ones around the world. But you know what the problem was? Nothing was really industry specific. So it wasn't really relevant, and it was a big investment. So I really hungered for knowledge, but no, I never got one.
I think I feel the same way, where there's a specific things I want to know. So I'll go out and grab a class or read a book. And I know that you've done even one-on-one coaching when you're a business owner with Dan Sullivan and those groups. So there's areas I expect to grow in, but an MBA process to me makes me think of just passing tests and getting grades and getting a degree. Whereas as an entrepreneur, I have a desire to for personal growth and continued education, but a structure like that does not always seem to fit.
I think it was this. I knew I would get benefit and value out of any MBA program, but just the amount, right? Like the relevance, I felt like, gosh, I'm probably going to love 10% of this and 90% of it is going to be whatever, something else that's interesting, but not really useful. And certainly not something I'm going to get a big return on professionally or personally.
So the reason I'm asking this is I've been thinking about what has inspired us to build this studio accelerator engagements that we have at RevThink, and processing what is our direction? Are we being genuine to the people that we know and what it means to be a creative entrepreneur, opposed to just building an MBA program? And maybe the desire to establish and know clearly what makes it different than simply taking an online course.
Well, first of all, let's say this, like we hear this all the time. We say this even sometimes, right, in RevThink, that is, running a creative business isn't like running any other kind of business. There's something very special and different. I know it's funny because other businesses and industries would look at us and say, you guys think you're so different. And I would say, yeah, we are. The way you manage production and sales, finance, operations, all these seven ingredients we talk about, running a creative business, doing project work for clients, it actually is different. And if you take the traditional business practices, whether it's a business coach, whether it's an MBA, whatever those things are and those resources are out there, and you apply them to a creative business, they only get you so far. And we hear it all the time. I, of course, said this in my day, and we hear from owners all the time now. I wish there was someone or something that could teach us these things that are specific to our industry.
Well, I was there in your house when you were kind of that home office that you had, when I flew out to Colorado and we sat there and we were processing, what are the opportunities for you as a consultant? What do you know specifically? And how do we get that out of your head and into the world? And that genesis of Jumpstart was really the desire to do that interpretation and that translation of, it's not just business knowledge, it's creative business knowledge, and specifically the desire that you're looking for through this creative career to push into something new. And Jumpstart has always kind of been that starting point for people to recognize, oh, this is the moment I have to push forward to create something new and become the studio I want to become.
Well, if you don't mind me embarrassing you a little bit, do you remember how when I was first talking about this concept, your initial reaction was, no, that's going to be commoditizing what we do as consultants. And I got that. And I said, yeah, but hang on a second. And when I finally put together, like, here's the content that I think I want to take these studios that are in this emerging season that'll help push them into this thriving season. And when I finally sat you down and sort of walked you through it, I remember your reaction was, holy cow. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. My term was, Joel, we're not community college. We want to be Harvard Business Review. Like, we wanted to have the thoughts to move people forward in great ways and not just simply throw a bunch of stuff at them. And it was that moment where you put a path forward from through the sessions that you did And then you started recording with that Tasmanian devil and Liechtenstein behind you backgrounds that you had for the first few years.
Right.
But really just the thought process. And, you know, admittedly, we've both learned a lot from this ability to engage transformation through this, the modules of giving someone a process and then having dialogue or one-on-one engagement. And I think one, another thing we're responding to is recognizing the greatest transformation that you've seen through the Jumpstart programs, or we've seen through Producer Masterclass and other accelerators we put out there, is when someone takes the course and then engages you one-on-one instead of simply taking the course by themselves.
Well, as you were talking, I was just thinking of this paradigm, and this is a new thought that you and I have not processed yet, but in a way, think of this, like when you started RevThink and you were working with really these larger studios and these larger consulting engagements, that was almost like the doctoral, the PhD level work, let's call it, for those owners and those engagements. If I was going to say there's all these young startup companies, creative studios and production companies, they're almost going through what I would call the undergrad, meaning start your business, right? But on the way to $1 million, 1.5 million, you're going to be in this school of hard knocks and you're going to be bumping your head up against this glass ceiling of growth and opportunity and mastering these ingredients. And when you're ready, here's this middle ground. And it's a little bit like the MBA. It's a master's. It's not the doctorate, right? It's not for the $10 or $20 million a year studio. It's the, what gets me from 1 million to 2 to 4 to 10. And it's, I don't know. Does this make sense? Is it a little bit like this business accelerator, the studio accelerator we're talking about is sort of the master's program?
It absolutely makes sense. The models I've always had in my head is, you know, undergraduate education is when they give you the questions and the answers and you simply study them and regurgitate them. When I got my master's degree, what I realized was they were giving me the answers and I had to discover the questions. So they'd say, here's an original piece of work, read it, and then write a dissertation about it. Okay, well, you know, to find the question was very hard. And the PhD is when you find the questions and the answers yourself. You know, that's a totally original thought. And I think you're right. Our engagement is to say, let's get you out of undergrad and into a way of thinking where you can discover your own questions, become your own studio, uniquely position yourself in this world, exercise your expertise. But you have to find that yourself. You have to find your own questions. What we know is here's success. Here's the path towards success. Here's the roadmap to get you there. So you can carry the compass. We'll give you the roadmap, but let's do something together. And the studio business, studio accelerator engagements that we are building in RevThink have that in mind. Hey, we'll give you some sense of direction of where you should be heading with that compass, but we'll find some paths for you for success. And some of them are, you know, narrowed down to just the systems and routines necessary to do sales or systems and routines necessary to keep production going. Or something like Jumpstart, where it's a moment of transformation that people want to go through, or Revolve, where the Revolve accelerator is really what's happening in this moment, what's happening in our industry right now, and how do we keep up with the trends that are there? So more contemporary issues and problems, and Revolve will always revolve. It'll be different every time we deliver it, but that, you know, meeting the entrepreneur where they are and helping grab them and pull them forward is an exciting opportunity for us to serve this community that we'd love to serve.
For me, it's exciting because I get jazzed when I think about, okay, if I was still running my business and I had an opportunity called, hey, here's an industry specific, right, year long program where you're each quarter going to have like a 1 day intensive with a Joel or a Tim or some other consultant. And then this, okay, now we're going to apply it through the rest of this quarter, working one-on-one with an advisor. I get to do that 4 times in a year. So I get to go through, right? Like if I was me running Impossible right now, I would first of all be like, Tim, I'm signing up for Factors Method right now. Like, please teach me Factors Method. I need cash board. I need roll up. I mean, all this, the splits. And then I would be doing probably sales keeping. Then I would be doing Producer Masterclass. I mean, on and on it goes. But I just think of like, wow, the return on the investment that I could have gotten by spending a year in that program. I mean, I just can't imagine what a difference that would have made.
I'm so excited. And what I'm really excited about is how it's going to elevate our one-on-one engagements so that we don't have to spend the first year teaching someone the basics before we get them into those greater levels of maturity and growth for their business. They can educate themselves along the way, and then our impact in our engagements also increases. So we're going to see a return on investment in so many different areas. It's really exciting.
I agree. I'm excited for it to get underway. Let's do this.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.